church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let the church say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now let me see you throw your head back and shout glory.
Glory.
Glorify Him. We esteem Him. We extol Him. We honor Him. We worship Him. We love Him and we love Him. And we love Him and we love Him. Because if the truth be told, can't nobody do us like Jesus. Can't nobody do us like the Lord.
Yes.
You know I'm right, touch your neighbor and tell them, show up. Signing up and we can't. We greet you this morning to this husband and wife team.
Amen.
The cross factor. Preachers who are under the sound of my voice, you honor us with your presence. And to this singing army behind
you. Yeah.
And to the general on the piano. And the colonel on the drum. Republican National Convention held in Tampa, Florida. And it became crystal clear to me that there are those in that party who are determined to turn the clock back. They used code language. But the code language was so clear that Stevie Wonder could see it. The code language. We want our country back.
Yes.
States' rights. Obamacare. Welfare president. Code language. There are those who are uncomfortable with minorities and the poor moving forward. And they want us to go back.
Yes.
But our faith won't let us. For those of us who are in this thing, it won't let you retreat. We don't retreat. Whether it means facing a giant, we won't retreat.
Yeah.
A fiery furnace, we won't retreat.
Right.
A lion's den, we
all
won't
right.
retreat.
Right.
A rugged cross,
yeah.
we won't retreat. It is not only against our theology, it is in opposition to our spiritual, historical, and cultural DNA.
Amen.
Shaka Zulu would not retreat in the face of the British. Toussaint Louverture would not retreat in the face of the French. Harriet Tubman could not retreat in the face of slavery. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks would not retreat in the face of discrimination. Nelson Mandela would not retreat in the face of apartheid. My God, even Malcolm would not retreat in the face of racism. James Brown declared, I'm black and I'm proud. Even Muhammad Ali said, we'll float like a butterfly and sing like a bee. It's not in our DNA. Can't is at stake.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Us.
Yes.
To retreat. And God is fixed it. So we don't have to. Fixed it for us.
Thank you, Lord.
He didn't give us an atomic bomb.
Yes, yes.
He didn't give us controlling stock on Wall Street.
Amen.
But God said,
yes,
I'll give you my church.
Amen.
And in these little places,
well,
at these little altars, God has been able to do the miraculous.
Yes.
Against all odds, we refuse to give up. Against all odds, when under attack, we keep coming. Every time we are knocked down, we keep getting back up again. Those who have the so-called power don't understand it.
Well,
and so over and over and over again,
yes,
they try to defeat us.
Yes.
And still they cannot learn the lessons from the past.
Right.
We cannot be defeated. The depression did not defeat us.
Amen.
The world wars did not defeat us.
Amen.
Legislation passed in this country did not defeat us.
Amen.
The first time in human history when a human being was defined as less than human. Nowhere else on the globe was another human being defined as part human and part animal, livestock. That's what manual mission is. But they could not be. They took our language. They took our culture. They raped our men and women. They emasculated our men. The Indians died under the pressure, but we kept multiplying. And here we are, 2012, having to listen to people who would rise to the height of the political structure around you. And a rhyme. What a combination. Who would dare try to manipulate the minds of the simple? Masquerade the denigration of a people. But we ain't scared. Churches will not quit, or will they surrender? Because it's not in us. It's not in our faith. And it's not in the script that our God gave us. In this text, God had God's people oppressed. God is always want you when you're standing pat. But God is there for the defenseless and the poor. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Another oppressed people in the grips of the hands. The Hebrew. And God liberated them and told them, I'm taking you out of bondage. But God knows that sometimes when you're poor, when you're oppressed, you get weak.
Yes.
You get soft.
All right. All right.
You get a little scared.
Yes.
And so God has to fix it so you don't go against the plan of God.
Yes.
And so God said to the Hebrews, I'm taking you out, but I'm not taking you out the short route.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
If I take you the short route, you go up through northern Egypt into southern Canaan, and you can be in the promised land in 4 to 5 days. But I can't do that. Because on that route is the Philistine. You don't know about war. They are warriors. And because you don't yet trust me, I've got to spend some time with you. Because if you see opposition to your forward progress, you might retreat on me. And I don't like it when my people retreat on me. So I've got to spend some time with you. I've got to spend enough time with you to get out of you that slave mentality.
Yes. Yes. All right. Yes. All right.
I'm saying so.
I'm about to slip up on somebody.
Yes.
I got to spend some time with you.
Yes.
Because right now you believe the way you've been defined by your oppressor. You think you're ugly because that's the way they define you. You think beauty is what they look like because that's the way they define you. You do not understand that when I made you beautiful, but you don't know it. So I've got to spend some time with you so you'll understand that I'm all together loved. So God took them the long route.
Yes.
So they could have time to spend with God. And God said those who have a slave mentality will die out. Hallelujah. But in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Don't get scared of the wilderness. Hallelujah. And don't ever make the mistake of calling the wilderness the promised land. Wait a minute. Some of y'all in culture shock because you thought when Obama got elected, you were in the promised land. We were still in the wilderness. But in the wilderness, God gets you ready. Hallelujah. And that's what the church is.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This is God's preparation platform. This ain't heaven. Got y'all confused walking around in here upset because this ain't heaven. This ain't heaven. Go back outside and check the address. This is not heaven. You want everybody in here to be holy. You want everybody in here to be saved and sanctified. You want everybody here to smell right, look right, and talk right. This ain't heaven. You as crazy as a doctor who gets mad when he's assigned to a hospital and he walks in and sees nothing but sick people and quits. And this is God's operating table. And So God said, I'm going to take you the long way so you can spend time with me. So that when I finally ready to take you in, you will be prepared to go in. I need some time to teach you how to fight. I need some time to teach you how to be a warrior. I need to have some time with you to teach you how to deal with opposition. Hallelujah. Well, I need you to know, my brothers and sisters, I stopped by to let you know that we're about to enter into a battle. Hallelujah. It's a battle for this nation. It's a battle for our children. It's a battle for the quality of life. And you cannot quit in Carbondale, Illinois. Surrounded by people who do not want you where you need to be. But God told me, do not let them sit in a comfortable seat and change my church into a museum. This is a boot camp. This is battleground. Preparation time. Get ready to sound the alarm. And the alarm is forward march.
Hallelujah.
Forward march.
All right.
Forward march.
Thank you, Lord.
Your whole household needs to be registered.
Yes.
This church and all churches need to be able to say you're going to get the people to the polling place. They have put in legislation all across this country to block your vote, to make it so difficult so that those who still think like slaves say, well, I ain't going through all that. It's too much trouble. Are you crazy? Hallelujah. close to the end zone. Faith for every inch.
Yes.
The bombs have already been thrown.
Yes.
We can sleep in the hotel. We can eat in the restaurant. We can go to the university.
Yes.
Here we are, close to the end zone, and you can't give up now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, God bless you. So much money each week, and you ain't gonna get sick, you ain't gonna have no trouble, you ain't gonna have no enemy, you're gonna prosper. That's a lie. I wanna invite you to a war. A war, a fight that has already been fixed.
Yes.
You're gonna win,
yes.
But you might take some blows.
Yes.
And you can't quit for the final whistle. All the Lord asks is just stand in the ring and move forward. Never looking back over your shoulder. In the name of Jesus. Moses said, I don't want them looking back to Egypt. Because the past got a way of lying to you.
Yes.
All right. Yes. What we're talking about, things ain't like they used to be. My answer is, thank God. Thank God. But it's not the way God intends for it to be yet. We must move forward. But to move forward, take this battle. You've got to be saved.
Yes.
Amen. When folk around question whether Obama is a Christian, that man is a bona fide Christian. He took all that mess they throw on him and hasn't lost his swag once. Down the street. But the president still got swag.
Yes.
All they throw on him, he still got it.
Yes.
And we got to be behind him the same way.
Yes.
But in order to do that, you need a God on your side.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I ain't no part of your panacea. I ain't pushing no party. Titus, only Titus is Jesus.
Yes.
Right. That's right. Right.
I do know this though, that today in Charlotte, got one Bishop Vashti McKenzie.
All right.
And one Freddie Haynes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Preaching to the delegates of the Democratic Convention.
All right.
I do know this, tonight at 6 o'clock, you got one Jamal Harrison Bryant. Wasn't nobody preaching last week. Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I want you to do it today.
Yes. Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Now listen to me. I didn't say if you were not a member of the church. You got a lot of church members who are not in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the difference between a church member and a disciple.
All right.
Yes. Do I have to repeat that?
No.
I can be a member of church, not know Bible, don't want no none, don't want to read none, not pray, don't forgive nobody, cut you if you look at me wrong. Still be a member of the church, cuss you out.
Yeah,
okay, in the church. Fighting the choir off. Church membership ain't got a thing to do with salvation.
Right.
I'm talking about if there's somebody here who cannot say with complete assurance, I am in relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, then I'm calling you. In a moment, I'm going to ask the person next to you to ask you that question. Are you sure you're in personal relationship with Jesus? Now, when they ask you that, God say, don't lie. I know you're going to want to get them out your face. You can sit back down in that seat, get on back out of here, eat some chicken, watch some TV. But your life is on the line.
Yes.
And the Lord desires to be in relationship with you. Let me tell you what it means to be in relationship with the Lord. If I were not saved, I'd need some crack. I was not saved, I looked for a window to jump out of. If I were not saved, I'd be depressed. Fighting the same stuff that my granddaddy fought. I'd be depressed. If I were not saved, I'd hate myself. Everything about me. I think my nose was too broad. My lips too thick. My hips too voluptuous. God ain't made you no twiggy. And you in relationship with God, he could remind you that you were fearful. Wonderful. When God made us, he didn't shortchange us. He gave us The same brain cells that Japanese or the Germans have.
Yes.
You need to be in relationship with God. This world, this life will knock you down. Some of you just went through it. Went through school, studied, did everything right, and found yourself without a job. It's enough to drive you to drink. In a house with upside down mortgage. Enough to make you want to quit. But if you got a God on your side. What comes in the morning?
Joy!
Don't tell me, tell the person next to
you. Joy!
If you do not have this relationship, it's the first Sunday in September. Get it. That's why I'm here. Get it. So, now, when that person asks you if you're sure you're in relationship with the Lord, you're not going to lie. Those of you who say, I'm not sure, I never really invited them in, I'm not there, then they go ask you to let them walk with you down here to me. When you get here to me, I'll make you one promise. I'm not going to embarrass you. You ain't going to have to roll on no floor, you ain't going to have to bounce off no wall. All I'm going to do is by prayer, I'm going to invite the Lord Jesus Christ into your life. And you can leave here today safe. Amen.
Amen.
Here's the second question. Do you have a church home where you're working out the soul's salvation? And if you do not, I want to recommend Bethel. You got double for your trouble. Amen. Wonderful man and woman of God.
Amen.
And the choir, Lord have mercy. They offer. They blessed me this morning. Didn't they bless you? Talk to each other, are you? You're not too bashful? Amen?
Amen.
Go ahead. Turn and ask those two questions. See if you can answer them.